Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at what's been happening in the insurance-linked securities market, you know, cat bonds and the like. And importantly, everything we're discussing today is drawn straight from the reporting over at www.artemis.bm. They're really the specialists, the go-to source for data and news in this space.
Exactly. Yeah, we've gone through their top 10 ILS and reinsurance news for the week ending May 25th, 2025 to pull out the key themes. And for anyone maybe less familiar, ILS, these insurance-linked securities, and cat bonds, they're basically where insurance risk meets the capital market.
Right. It's a way for insurers to manage big risks. And for investors, it's a whole different kind of asset class. Very innovative stuff, as Artemis.pm often highlights.
Definitely. It's constantly evolving.
Okay, so let's dive in. Our aim here, using just the Artemis.bm reporting, is to get a handle on the really significant moves and trends. We'll be looking at things like investment strategies changing, the impact of some pretty severe weather recently.
Yeah, new players coming into the cat bond market. What's happening there?
And of course, the outlook for the hurricane season. All based on what Artemis.bm have been covering.
Precisely. Going beyond just the headlines, trying to see what it all means for the market, for risk, for investment.
So first up, something that jumped out from the Artemis.bm coverage was this idea from KKR, from Henry McVeigh specifically, suggesting investors should think about insurance as like a distinct asset class for diversification. What's the story there?
Well, what's interesting, and Artemis.bm points this out, is the timing. You know, investors are rethinking that old 60-40 stocks and bonds model, especially after things like the recent U.S. Liberation Day tariff news, all that volatility. It gets people thinking.
Okay.
And the idea is that insurance risk, particularly through ILS, it doesn't always move in the same way as traditional stocks or bonds. So if the stock market takes a hit, for example, maybe your ILS investments hold up differently. It offers potentially some stability.
Oh. So instead of just stocks and bonds, you might slice off a piece for hurricane risk,
right,
or earthquake risk.
Sort of, yeah. That's the concept. Mm-hmm. And Artemis.bm often gets into the details of different ILS types. Catastrophe bonds are often appealing here. They're relatively liquid. The risks are pretty clearly defined.
Right.
But then you look at the specifics, which perils, which regions, to see if it genuinely diversifies your portfolio. It's about finding that non-correlation.
Makes sense. Now, shifting gears to something very concrete that Artemis.bm flagged, this major severe weather outbreak in the U.S. Midwest.
Oh, yeah, that was serious.
Artemis.bm reported on BMS Group's senior meteorologist, Andrew Sifford, estimating insured losses could top $5 billion.
That's a huge number, possibly the biggest severe weather loss event this year so far, according to the report on Artemis.bm.
Wow. So what does an event like that tell us about, you know, the role of reinsurance in ILS?
Mm-hmm. Well, it really highlights just how crucial reinsurance is, doesn't it? Artemis.bm stresses this. When insurers face massive payouts like that, reinsurance kicks in. It absorbs a big chunk of the shock. And increasingly, some of that reinsurance capacity actually comes from the capital markets via ILS, including cat bonds.
So these events directly test those mechanisms.
Exactly. They show why you need these ways to transfer risk so the whole system doesn't grind to a halt after a major loss. It's the financial cushion.
Really connects the financial instruments to real-world events. Artemis.bm also picked up on a significant move by Blackstone Alternative Asset Management, their first direct cat bond investment in one of their big multi-strat funds. Why is that a big deal?
It is quite noteworthy, yeah. And Artemis.bm covered it well. Having a major player like Blackstone step directly into the cat bond market, it signals something. It suggests, you know, growing acceptance that cat bonds aren't just some niche thing anymore. They're being seen as part of broader alternative investment strategies.
So moving into the mainstream a bit more.
Potentially, yes. And that kind of institutional interest can definitely affect market liquidity and dynamics.
Okay. And sticking with cat bonds, Artemis.bm also featured some major activity from State Farm.
Yes, that was a big one highlighted on Artemis.bm. State Farm pulling in a record $1.55 billion in protection. That was through four Murnery cat bonds, Series 2025, multi-peril coverage.
$1.55 billion.
Yep. As Artemis.bm pointed out, that's the most reinsurance limit they've ever gotten in one go from the cat bond market.
That's huge. Any thoughts on why State Farm went so big with cat bonds right now? Does Artemis.bm offer any clues? Does it say something about their view of risk or market conditions, maybe?
Well, Artemis.bm reports the facts of the deal, but we can speculate a bit based on that and market context. It could reflect maybe a perception of increased risk, climate change, more severe events,
yeah,
that kind of thing. Or it could just be a strategic move. Diversifying their reinsurance sources, tapping the capital markets, while maybe the pricing or terms looked attractive. And the fact it was multi-peril, covering various events, suggests they're looking for broad protection. It's a comprehensive approach, as Artemis.bm noted.
Right, covering multiple bases. Now, Artemis.bm also mentioned a potential snag, something concerning related to data used for parametric triggers.
Ah, yes, the NOAA database issue.
And best warning about the possible decommissioning of NOAA's billion-dollar weather disaster database. Why is that a potential problem for ILS?
It's a really critical point for certain types of ILS. Parametric triggers, as Artemis.bm explains, pay out based on measured event parameters, wind speed, rainfall, whatever it is. And they often rely on public data, like from NOAA. If that specific database goes away, well, it creates uncertainty, doesn't it?
How so?
How do you define the trigger? How do you verify it reliably if the agreed-upon data source disappears? It could, you know, make investors nervous about those specific bonds. And it might make it harder for insurers to use them, especially for secondary perils where good historical data is key for modeling. The market might need new data sources or methods, as Artemis.bm suggests.
So reliable data is absolutely fundamental. Artemis.bm also shared some comments from the Swiss Re CEO, Andreas Berger, on the reinsurance market.
Yeah, according to Artemis.bm, Berger acknowledged there's more competition now in property and natural catastrophe reinsurance. More players.
But
importantly, he also said the market is still healthy. Terms, conditions, attachment points, those seem stable. He even said he's a believer in CAT, which suggests, you know, a continued confidence in the catastrophe risk market overall, despite the competition.
Interesting balance. More competition, but fundamentals holding firm, based on that Artemis.bm report.
Seems to be the view, yes.
Okay, shifting slightly. Artemis.bm also pointed out something about Aspen Capital Markets. A big chunk of their 2024 fee income in their ILS unit came from casualty risks.
That's right. It shows ILS isn't just about hurricanes and earthquakes. Artemis.bm often covers this breadth. Aspen generating 50% of their ILS fees last year from managing casualty insurance and reinsurance opportunities for investors. That really underlines the point.
Casualty-like. What kind of risks?
Could be things like excess mortality risk, maybe other types of liability or specialty insurance risks. Things beyond natural disasters. It shows the market's getting more sophisticated, broader.
Good reminder. Okay, what about reinsurance rates? Artemis.bm covered analyst expectations for the upcoming renewals. What's the outlook?
The KBW analysts, reported by Artemis.bm, are expecting property cat reinsurance rates to come down a bit at the June 1 renewals. Maybe around 10% risk-adjusted?
Down 10%.
Yeah. And interestingly, Artemis.bm notes they think the decreases might be bigger for the higher layers of coverage. You know, the layers where cat bonds and ILW's industry loss warranties tend to play more. And they also added a caveat. If we don't see major cat losses between now and early 2026, the January renewals then could see even bigger rate drops.
So definitely sounds like a competitive market driving prices down, as Artemis.bm laid out. At least for now. And speaking of potential losses, the Atlantic hurricane season is always on the radar. What did NOAA forecast, according to Artemis.bm?
This is always key for the ILS world. Artemis.bm reported NOAA's forecast, a 60% chance of an above-normal Atlantic season for 2025.
Above normal? How many hurricanes?
They're predicting between 6 and 10 hurricanes. So an active season forecast naturally ramps up the focus on potential losses and potential activity in the ILS market. Cat bond payouts become a more distinct possibility.
Certainly highlights the importance of all these risk transfer tools we've been discussing, all covered by Artemis.bm.
Okay, one last point from Artemis.bm, a perspective from Augment Risk on efficiency.
Yes, Augment Risk via Artemis.bm was emphasizing how efficient ILS transactions can be, how they can help lower the cost of capital for insurers and reinsurers when structured well. How does that efficiency come about?
It's partly about direct access to the capital markets, bypassing some traditional intermediaries, and also the ability to really tailor the risk transfer solution that makes it an attractive option, either instead of or alongside traditional reinsurance.
Got it. So let's try and pull this all together based purely on the reporting from www.artemis.bm. We've got KKR suggesting insurance as a serious asset class for diversification. The very real impact and potential 5 NPL plus loss from Midwest storms.
Right. Blackstone stepping into cat bonds directly. State Farm's record-breaking $1.55 billion cat bond deal.
Then there's that potential uncertainty around the NOAA data for parametric triggers.
Yep. And a reinsurance market that's competitive. Berger seeing it as stable, though. ILS diversifying beyond just catastrophe risk, like with Aspen's casualty focus.
And expectations of reinsurance rates softening, especially higher up. an above-normal hurricane forecast from NOAA.
And finally, that point about the capital efficiency benefits of ILS transactions helping lower costs.
It's a lot happening. Artemis.bm certainly paints a picture of a really dynamic sector.
Absolutely. This week's news, as compiled by Artemis.bm, really touches on all the key pressure points and trends right now.
So thinking about all these trends we've unpacked, all thanks to www.artemis.bm's detailed reporting, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? As we face, you know, seemingly more complex, maybe more frequent global risks, how will these alternative ways of handling risk, like ILS, keep evolving? How will they continue to shape both insurance and investment in the future? Definitely something to keep thinking about. And of course, you can explore it further over at www.artemis.bm.